Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Creativity often thrives when we stop worrying about our own success. This is a line from an article I read recently, written by Lisa Rivero, about how we as writers can give back and help others with our talent. It's called 7 Ways to Help Others with Your Writing, and I've posted a link to the article in the show notes for this episode. I've said many times before that giving doesn't have to be in the form of material goods, and it doesn't have to cost us anything. A compliment or a smile or even spare change for a homeless person are all examples I've used of things you can give that cost nothing or essentially nothing. But maybe you're at a point where you want to give a little more, but can't think of what that little more would be, short of having to spend a lot of money. After all, many of us are still journeying toward our own financial freedom, and this article reminds us that we all do have so much to give. So when I happened across this article, I thought, this is the perfect way to fulfill today's commitment to give, and I have to tell all my listeners about it since we're all writers. In the article, Ms. Rivero presents some really good ideas, and they range from the touching to the massively helpful. Yet none of them require oodles of your time. Here are some of her ideas. Help a nonprofit organization write a brochure or a grant proposal. Make an anonymous, well-thought-out thank you comment on a blog post that has touched you in some way. Write a poem or an essay for a birthday gift for someone. Even record it and give it to them in audio format. If you know a young person who's applying to college, sit down and help them write an essay for their application. That last one made me think of one that's not on this list, but could really help as well. Offer to look over the resume of an unemployed person, or help them write a cover letter that showcases their skill set. Giving is so important and so powerful. It starts a cycle of giving and receiving in your life, a flow of energy that will perpetuate if you let it. By committing to give at least once a week, you can preserve the momentum of this cycle. General giving is great, but if you can even find a way to give back to someone who has given you something, that can be even better sometimes, because in addition to all the benefits of giving that you experience, you're also nurturing a bond, creating trust, and fostering goodwill with another person. But your giving doesn't need to have focus like that. The universe doesn't discriminate between something you gave and something you gave back. Now, if you're an overgiver, like I talked about in last Friday's episode, episode 20, just be careful about giving too much time away. After all, life is about balance, and if you give too much of your time or your talent, you could end up feeling depleted and unappreciated, and with less time on your hands to pursue the passion that is helping you bring financial abundance into your life. Otherwise, give freely and be ready to receive freely, because you're sure to get back more than you gave. And I don't get to talk about the 6th commitment very much because there's no weekend episode, but this weekend, just be. Believe it or not, such a passive commitment actually accomplishes several things. If you have time to meditate, which I hope you do, you'll be able to connect with your higher self, which will allow you to rise above those unenlightened emotions, such as anger and resentment and sadness. And the restorative time you spend with yourself or your loved ones will make you more focused and more clear-headed for when you come back to your writing Monday morning. And I'll be here to talk about more ways you can get to know yourself. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.